Okay, here we go. Post Yom Kippur, Erev Sukkot, Erev Shabbos, Tashin Pei. A learning should be in Schus, the Nishmas, Baruch Tzibur, Venasan, Daniel, Sarbas, Elias, Yisrael, Levi. It's first Shlema, Bimasimcha, Ben Dinamina, Dabar Hanach, Mordechai, for the Simcha, Besar, Shecha, Yisrael. Miyala, Bahar, Hashem, and Miyakum, and Kom Kachu. Dabar Malach famously says, who could go up the mountain? Who could stay at the mountain? It's very easy to get up the mountain of Hashem. It's very easy to be inspired on Yom Kippur, to be inspired on Rosh Hashanah. But who's going to take the mountain with them? Says Rechil Michal Zlachev, and the Tamidu the Baal Shem Tov. That's the whole avoda of a Jew. Is to take those high inspiring moments, Miyala Bahar Hashem, Umiyakub and Kam Kacha, but to take it, inspire and ingrain it, and to let it feel and become and marinate in Tara Neshama. So how do we do that? The Sivan Shalom is a beautiful piece. And he entitles it Shabbos Shevin Yom Kippur L'Sukkos. He says that there's something called this Shabbos, a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. And he says there's something special to Shabbos, but you don't have the rest of the year. He says that they're bookends. There are two worlds. There's the world of Yom Kippur, and then there's the world of Sukkos. We just came out of Yom Kippur, says the Nesiv Shalom. And says that the Nesiv Shalom quotes from the Rebbe of Chorkov, who says after Shavuos, the Shabbos after Shavuos is not just called the Shabbos after Shavuos, it's Shabbos Nach Shavuos. So if Shabbos Nach Shavuos is after Shavuos, says the Chorkover, this Shabbos, the Shabbos after Yom Kippur, it's Nach Yom Kippur, it's Yom Kippur again, it's the same, has the same Kedusha from the Yom Kippur right before. Says the Chorkover, it's not only when a Yontif comes, but it's also the Kedusha from right before. So it's the Bechina of Yom Kippur, the Shabbos. But says in the Siva Shalom, not only does it have the Oros of Yom Kippur, but it also has the Oros of Sukkot as well. And he quotes the Orachayim HaKadosh Parshas Bereishis that says the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 day elements, in 6 day increments. And every Shabbos gives koach and gives physical and spiritual koach for the next 6 days. And he quotes from all the Sfarim HaKadoshim, specifically from the Zohar, that all the bracha from the week comes from the Shabbos before. So if Sukkot is Sunday night, Bez Hashem, that means this Shabbos not only is it Nach Yom Kippur, not only is it that we have the Kedusha from Yom Kippur, we also have the Kedusha from Sukkot as well. So how do we bring this into our lives? So I think it's the Sivan Shalom says it's so Pasuk, and he says it's actually the opening Pasuk in the sixth Parsha. Hazinu Hashemayim v'adabera v'sishma ha'aretz imrifri. Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen up to the heavens, and I'm speaking, then you'll be able to hear down on the mount, you'll be here, down, over here. It says in the Siva Shalom, a Jew has two types of days in his life. He has days that he feels like he's growing, Moichin the godless, godly the mochin, the days of Hazinu Hashemayim, you feel like you're in a different world, inspired, and connected, and transformed. And then there are days of Sishma Ha'aretz. And then there are days, they're just regular days, you don't feel that inspiration. Because our job, says in the Siva Shalom, is to take the Azinu HaShemayim, is to take those days where we feel so close to the Baruch Hashem, that Yom Kippur, that Kol Nidre, that Ila, that Shabbos, that Sukkot, to take it with us. But how do we do that? It says in the Siva Shalom, it really goes into the Zemer of Kach Sof. Kach Sof Noyim Shabbos, B'Shoyach Noyim Yerasecha. Baruch Hashem, I yearn for your the beauty, the panemius, the pleasantry of Shabbos. Noyim Yerasecha. The pleasantry and the beauty, the continuation of your fear. And he says it's a beautiful idea. He says it's really a stira. If you literally talk about of noyam yirasecha is really a stira. Because yira is fear, and noam is ahava. So how do you have both yira and ahava? So he says it's so simple. He says in any relationship, specifically with the relationship with the Rabbeinu Shem, you need to have two sides. You have to have yira and you have to have ahava. You have to have a little bit of fear and a little bit of love. Joey Osenfeld, parenthetically, once showed me a beautiful thing. He says, if you take the word Yira and you put it on top of Ahava, Yira on top of Ahava, you actually spell out the first four letters, Yud Resh, and then the bottom is Aleph Hey, and then the last two letters of Yira and Ahava is Aleph Hey, and then Ahava is Beis Hey. Yira and Ahava, they're interconnected. Yom Kippur says that the Sefer Shalom is Yom Adin. There was Yira. We said in Nisan HaTokev, who's going to come this world, who's going to pass by in this world? It was Yom Adin. And Sukkot, Sukkot is man simchaseinu, says in Svisham. It is man of ahava. Our job is to fuse these two worlds together, the best of both worlds, to be able to take the kedusha, the yira of Yom Kippur, and to be able to bring it into this man simchaseinu. But he says you need to have that yira first in any relationship. If there's just kulu ahava, and then it's just all just do whatever you want. That's not a relationship. That's just doing whatever you want. A relationship is with boundaries, and it's done with guidelines, and it's done with sensitivity and care. It says the Siva Shalom, that's exactly what Shabbos is. Shabbos zochor v'shamor b'dibur echad. Zochor is bechinas ahava, and shamor is bechinas yira. Zochor is to remember, and shamor is to guard. And the Ramban says in Parshas Yisro, Rabbi Simon loves quoting this, Rabbi Simon Shlita in Mibarach. The Ramban quotes in Parshas Yisro that mitzvah aseh is ahava, when you do for others, mitzvah aseh. And shamor is guarding mitzvah lo aseh. And that's the whole job of a Jew the whole year, but specifically this Shabbos, is to take the yira of Yom Kippur, as it's from the Chork of the Rebbe of Chork have said. Take the Nach Yom Kippur, the Shabbos, take that yira that we had the whole entire week, the entire day of Yom Kippur that we had, the Yerav Yom Kippur, the Kol Nidre, the Yom Kippur, the Davening, the Ne'ilah Mamish. We have to take that with us into Shabbos, and to be able to take that yira and take the Ahava, which Shabbos is implanted as well. Shabbos has the yira and Ahava. Right? Shabbos, they say, Breishas is Yorei Boishas. It has the from the Zohar, the Tikkun Zohar says it has the Bechina of both. It has the Bechina of Yir and Ahava. But specifically this Shabbos, it has the Yir of Yom Kippur, the Ahava of Sukkos. The Chorkover says that whenever there's a Yontif, right before, it's the Kiddusha of the Yontif, right before, and the Rechaim HaKadosh says that Zivah Shom is that there's a Yontif following after, all the Bracha Benoit comes from that week. That means this Shabbos, not only do we have the regular Yira and Ahava of every Shabbos, of Kach, Soif, Noim, Shabbos, Meshoich, Noyam, Yira, Secha, but we have also the added Yira of Yom Kippur, and we have the added Yira of Zman Chasim Chaseinu, and the Zman of Ahava. We should be Zocha Bez Hashem to take this message of the Nesivah Shalom, of what it means to be a Jew, of Hazinu Hashemayim Va'adabeiru, understanding that there are times in life that we're mamash very high, and this is a very Tishrei's Hazinu Hashemayim, the days of Shemayim, then Adiyativ, Adiyzeh Tishma Ha'aretz. And then through that, through taking the Kedusha of these days of Yom Kippur and Zman Simchaseinu, it gets implanted, it gets ingrained in our own lives. But specifically to take the Yira, to take the Ahava of every Shabbos, but specifically the Yira of Yom Kippur, the Ahava of Zman Simchaseinu, of Sukkos, Be'ez Hashem, infuse it together in a real leadership of the Ribono Shel Olam, the best of all the worlds, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, Si'at Hashemayim. I have a good Geben Shdur, and I remember just listening to the song, if you haven't listened to it, from Isha Ribo, the Seder Avoda, if you listen to the words of Isha Ribo, Seder Avoda, talking about how the Kohen Gadol and Mamash would go into the Kodesh Kodashim. The beginning of the song sounds very Yeridic. Very, very Yeridic. But at the end, it's Mamash Kulu Ahava. It's Baruch Shem Kol Machusul Yoylum Vor. There's got to be Yira first, then there's got to be Allah. Mi'ala Bahar Hashem, Mi'yakum Gom Kadshim. Yalla Bar Hashem, and everyone has a Hava on Yom Kippur and Sukkos. Umayokum Gom Kachar stays with the Yira. Gotta be with Yira, with the Hava, with sensitivity for the Rabbanu Shalom, and with both dimensions, as the Shem Shpach, Siat Tashmaya, you have to take the Yom Yira from Yom Kippur, and take it, fuse it into the Kedusha of Yom Yira from Shabbos, and the Av of Shabbos, to take it into the Av of Zman Shalom, as the Shem, and good Shabbos.